Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Steve, here we are. Last break of the day. Wow, what a week it's been, huh?
Yeah.
Been a crazy week. Politically really speaking, has, I mean, just everything. It's been a crazy, crazy week. Wow. So you have some closing remarks for us, Steve?
All right, I got you.
Okay.
In light of encouraging people, and getting people to understand the process that we are all involved in when it comes to finding our success and our happiness. We are all in the process. And, you know, one of the things when you're trying to become happy or you're seeking out your success, your position in life, what you're going to do, how you're going to get it done. Maybe you start a business. Maybe you're trying to get a promotion. Maybe you're trying to finish school. Whatever it is, you're going to run into some things. That is just life. You are not the only one. But when you get hit with one of them hard ones, one that kind of slows your roll a little bit, and we all have them, one that kind of knocks you down and you didn't see it coming, I mean, man, it's life is difficult, man. It really, really is. And all of us have to face some of these challenges that are so heavy that it feels like it knocks us out the game. And you can be thrown for a moment. Don't get me wrong. It's human nature. You can get tossed up pretty bad where you feel like giving up. You can get tossed up pretty bad where you feel like, well, this is the end. But when you get knocked down, when you get ran over, when you get pushed, when you're exhausted, you got to get back in the game. You have to get back in the game. It's still no excuse for not getting back in the game, because life is 10% what happens to you. It's 90% what you do about it. Everybody has hardships. Everybody has challenges. Moments. Everybody gets knocked down. Everybody get ran over. Everybody get blindsided. But you have got to get back in the game. You don't have the time. Time is too precious for you to just sit on the sideline, on the bench, not playing anymore. You can't do that. God is your coach. And with God, all things are possible. And I want to ask you something. When God is doing what he does, when he's in the background moving on your behalf, when he's back there working out things that you don't know that's working on, when he is working on your behalf just because he knows you've been asking him to, if he been secretly working on your behalf because you his child, because you honor him, love him, and respect him, if he's in the background working on your behalf, wouldn't you like to be on the field for the end of the game? Wouldn't you like to be on the field when the results come in, when God get through doing what he doing? Wouldn't you love to be there when he puts his stamp of approval on it? Wouldn't you like to be on the field in the game when the package that you've been praying for finally arrives? Wouldn't you like to be in the field in the game when he finally answered that prayer? Wouldn't you like to be there standing on the field when it all turns around and all your haters got to sit there and become your footstools? Wouldn't you like to be on the field for that? I know I would. I want to be on the field when God starts passing out victories. I want to take a victory lap when God starts blessing you when everybody say it was over. I love it when God proved people wrong. I absolutely love it. I love it when God say, there's nothing you can do to my child that he can't handle. And when you get through starting these fires around him, when you get through messing with him, look at him. He gonna be stronger and bigger and brighter and better than ever. When you was laughing at him, when you thought he folded, and I came to his rescue, who laughing now? All the people in the stands will see it. You won't have to shove it in nobody's face. Oh, they gonna see it. They gonna be sicker and they gonna try something else. But at the end of the day, I wanna be on the field when it's over. When God come through, when he show up like he always does, I don't care if it's a last second field goal. As long as I win the game, what difference do it make? I got hurt while I was playing, but I won. I'll take that. God got a great life for you, but you got to stay in the game to get it. God got a great life for you, but you got to get up when you get ran over. God got a great life for you, but you got to hang on when you feel like sitting down. God got a great life for you, but you will never know how great it is until you get the end results. You'll never know how great it is until you hang in there and see what God finally had worked out for you. Stay on the field. Get back in the game. It's critical. It's critical. I want to be on the field when they're doing the victory lap. Those are my closing remarks.
Man. Wow. Drop that mic, baby. Wow. Drop it.
Love it.
Yeah, y'all have a great week.
It sounded like he broke it.
He did.
Yeah, it sounded like he unplugged it.
Drop it like it's broke.
Get it fixed by Monday.
Do what, Tommy?
Drop it like it's broke.
Oh, since we told you not to say drop it like it's hot.
Told me not to drop it.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.